In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Our Lady, Queen of all saints, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. So many great things are happening Friday with this consecration to the Immaculate Heart of Mary, consecrating really Russia and Ukraine. This is a glorious thing. We're going to see great things happening in our lifetime. And this, Jesus said to Louisa, there are many acts that must be done before the divine will can reign. And I believe this was one of the acts that the naming of Russia had to be done. And this is great. This is glorious. This is an amazing thing. There's other things that have to happen. And if you know anything about Our Lady of America, to process her in the Basilica in Washington, when that takes place, Our Lady said that she will save America and save the world. She says, this is the last resort to humanity. So something that's really, really amazing is happening in our lifetime. It's really a glorious thing. The other is, you know, the fifth dogma. With this fifth dogma of Our Lady being co-redemptrix, mediatrix, and advocate, what this will do is it sets the church as accomplishing everything that needs to be done so that the kingdom can now come on earth as it is in heaven. So keep on praying. God answers our prayers very powerfully, very quickly, and especially in the divine will. And when you learn the command prayer in the divine will, you see why this has to happen, because God in his wisdom has saved the best for last. And that's where we are. So we're focusing on Louisa. We're focusing on the three missions of Jesus, Mary, and Louisa. And we're in volume 20, November 2nd, 1926. This is a very important understanding of what God is doing in the world. And when we understand that these three missions of Jesus, Mary, and Louisa, we begin to understand, just begin to see why Louisa is so necessary today. So this is what, this is the title. It says, hiding our acts in the acts of the celestial Mother Mary, how these stand in for her, how redemption will no longer serve as food for the sick, but food for the healthy. So Jesus says to Louisa, what I've done, given you the sacraments and sacramentals, the whole reason, it's a medicine, it's a remedy, it's to help us get through what we're going through right now. But one day, Jesus says, when the divine will reigns, then what will happen is people will begin to live this abundant life and see the fruit of the sacraments and sacramentals. So this is what's so amazing, what our God is showing us, what our God is leading us to. So good things are right around the corner. Amazing things are happening. And it's an important that we begin to live this. Okay. The saints taught us how to do the will of God. Jesus wants us to begin to now live in the will of God, and to live in the will of God is to live the true life of Jesus, the true life of Mary that was given to Louisa. So Louisa says, I continued living in the divine fiat. And this is what we want to do. The first thing we want to do is always fuse ourselves within the divine will. We want to make sure that every day when we begin, as soon as we wake up, we do our prevenient act, and that's to fuse ourselves with our triune God. When we fuse ourselves, it's welding together. It's to be one with our triune God. To fuse ourselves, and then to do this by fusing ourselves with Jesus, Mary, and Louisa. And this is why this theme, the three missions of Jesus, are so essential. We begin to understand that what's going to come upon the earth is a new and divine way of holiness. And this is what Pope St. John Paul II said at the consecration, or excuse me, the canonization of St. Honorable de Francia, repeating the words of St. Honorable de Francia, there's going to be a new and divine way of holiness that's going to come upon the earth. And we've already begun this. And now Jesus is saying, get ready for this great outpouring that's coming, this thing. So this is why we want to begin every day continuing by living in the divine fiat. Okay, now I've mentioned before, nobody has this fully yet, but this is our wish. This is what we want God to respond to us. This is what we would like, because this is what God wants for us. So by living in the divine fiat is to give our yes to God. And that means no more worry, no more fear, no more anxiety, no more complaints, no more negativity, no more sin. And that's why no one's fully living this, because to live it fully means to be without sin. That's the life of Jesus. That's the life of Mary. But this is going to come upon the earth. This is what we're waiting for, that Jesus shows Louisa. So while doing my acts in the divine will, I absorbed light, which in reflecting itself made as many threads of light come out, which formed a net of light that extended over the whole earth in order to catch the creatures. So we begin to see that this life of Louisa, as she begins to live this, okay, because she's the firstborn, the newborn of the divine will, doing her acts and her rounds in the divine will, she's absorbing this divine light, this divine life, this divine love of God, and then reflecting itself through Louisa, it made many threads of light come out, which formed a net of light that extended over the whole earth. Why? It's like this fish, this net, it goes out to capture the fish, to capture humanity. Jesus says what's coming is so beautiful, it's so perfect, it's so loving, that when this gift happens, when this event occurs, we're going to basically see ourselves as God sees us, number one, that we are living in our nothingness, and God, in who he is, holy, holy, holy Lord God of Sabaoth, he wants to fill us with divinity. This is what the priest says every day at Holy Mass, putting the drop of water into the chalice. May we share in the divinity of Christ as Christ humbled himself to share in our humanity. So this sharing in divinity will be our life. This is what's coming for all the earth, all the survivors of what is happening in the world. So Jesus says there will be a chastisement. He says he has to purify the church and purify the world so that the church and the world are worthy to receive this gift of gifts, this prodigy of prodigies. So that's what's coming. And he says the survivors will be living in the divine will. So this is what God is trying to get us ready for. He says, Jesus then, moving in my interior, told me, my daughter, Louisa, every time you pray your round in the divine will, when you pray your round of creation, when you pray your round of redemption, by praying this round of creation, round of redemption, he says, you take more light in order to form this net with which to catch souls, catch humanity. So when we look at Louisa, it's now, as Jesus said to Peter, you will now be catching men. You were a fisherman. Now you're going to be the fisher of men. This net that went into the ocean, or excuse me, the sea of Galilee, and brought out 350 fish, breaking the nets, overflowing two boats with fish, symbolizing bringing all of humanity to Jesus. This is what's happening. And this abundant life that God is breathing into Louisa first goes to the Holy Father. That's where it first goes. Why? In every era, you need a man and a woman. For creation, you had Adam and Eve. For redemption, you had the new Adam and the new Eve. And now for sanctification, you have Louisa and who? Who is the one? And Jesus says it will be the man basically with the keys. This outpouring of the Holy Spirit that's coming for all the church. See, the Pope has the keys to the kingdom. He's going to open the door of heaven. And we're going to be able to enter into the kingdom. The kingdom will be able to enter on earth. It's this abundant life that's coming upon the earth. And everyone, Jesus says, will be living this universal life, this Catholic life, This is the life that was breathed into Adam. And this is the life that our God wants us to begin to live. So he says, Louisa, as you pray your rounds of creation, pray your rounds of redemption. And that's one of the things that Jesus is teaching us how to do this. I think it was in today's reading or maybe yesterday's reading, Jesus in the calendar, it's to adore God and love God and praise God and thank God and glorify God and worship God. He says, this is your duty. This is why you were created, to be in the presence of God Almighty and then participate in this glory of God, participate in this love of God. See, the Lord says to Louisa that what I want to breathe into you is more than what I breathed into Adam. Adam fell, even though he was filled with this divine life, this divine light, this divine love. And Louisa said to Jesus, well, if he fell and he was the newborn, the firstborn of all creation, basically, how can I not fall? And Jesus says, because you have more than what Adam had. You have the true life of Jesus and the true life of Mary that Adam didn't have. Therefore, you cannot fail. You cannot lose this. So what Jesus is promising us is the more we get into this, the more we read and study and put this into practice, these lessons that Jesus are constantly teaching us as we read, to adore God and love God and praise God and thank God and glorify God and worship God. This round that he's telling us to learn how to pray, as we enter into this gift of praying the rounds of creation, rounds of redemption, that's what sanctification is. And he says, the I love yous in creation are every leaf on a tree, every blade of grass, every grain of sand, every drop of water. It's all the I love yous of creation that we participate in. We begin to possess creation. Why? To give it to God. He gives us, what can we give to God? We have nothing. But what he does, he gives us all of creation. Why? So as we inhale this, if you want to say, begin to live this life, this abundant life, we can say to God, I want to give you, breathe into me this divine I love you of all of creation. And I want to breathe back to you, Lord, all the I love you. Give back to you what is yours. It's not human. See, this is the sharing in divinity that the priest says every day at Holy Mass. When we breathe in this I love you, we breathe that divine I love you back to God. And it's God in us. It's Jesus in us that's doing it. So what God has got planned is a new beginning for humanity. So this is why he says, every time you go around, what are you doing? The creation is telling us about all the I love yous of God. When just looking at one flower, studying one flower and all that's in that flower, that reflection is to breathe in all the I love yous of that flower or an insect, all the I love yous, to take that all in, to possess it. Once we possess it, then we can give it back to God because it's ours. So this round of creation, he says, is filled with I love yous all around. And he says, we are to participate in creation by possessing it and then giving it to God, possessing it and giving it to our brothers and sisters, possessing it to giving it to all of humanity. And then he says the same thing with redemption. Everything that Jesus and Mary went through, every tear, every sorrow, every sadness, every drop of blood of Jesus is a divine I love you. And he says, there are more I love yous in redemption than in creation. So we begin to possess this divine I love you of Jesus and Mary to what? To give it back to God. We breathe it in to say, all I have is creation that I can give back to you. All I have is redemption that you've given to me and I can give back to you. And Jesus says, as we learn creation and redemption, how to pray that and make our rounds in that, he says, this is sanctification. And he says, sanctification is more I love yous than creation and redemption combined. Why? Because as we breathe it in, It's in the name of everyone and everything, past, present, and future. So Jesus says that when you give an I love you to God, praying your rounds, God hears all of humanity say to God, I love you, I praise you, I thank you, I bless you, I adore you, I worship you, I glorify you, Lord God Almighty, with our voice. He hears all of humanity with our voice. And see, this is why this is an explosion of I love yous to the throne of God. This is what Adam was given right from the beginning. This is the prayer that Jesus and Mary had. Now it's given to us. Everything is changing now. Why? We're getting everyone and everything to praise God and love God. This is heaven. So the angels in heaven, the saints in heaven, this is what Jesus tells Louisa, look to the earth and they go, how can heaven be coming from earth? Heaven is here. How can heaven? And this is the souls who are striving to live in the divine will. We're learning how to do this. We're learning how to do this. So this will be constant. It will be continuous. It's a continuous, I love you back to the throne of God. This Jesus tells Louisa, as he says, and you will take more light in order to form this net over all of humanity, to catch all of humanity. Why? To bring it to God. So our job is, he's showing us this office that he has given to humanity through Louisa. Louisa is reflecting the true life of Jesus, the true life of Mary, the new Adam and the new Eve. And since Louisa was born with original sin, God wants to give this to all of humanity. But he has chosen Louisa as the newborn to breathe this into Louisa so that we who are great, it's so glorious that God has given us Louisa. We now, with Louisa, breathe it back to God, where she's teaching us what Jesus and Mary taught her. So what's coming is a new and divine way of holiness that the face of the earth cannot be the same. So every time we pray in the divine will, the earth is being purified. The earth is being worthy to receive this gift. God is teaching us through Louisa how to do this. So one of the great things about this gift of gifts, this prodigy of prodigies that Jesus has given to Louisa, the great thing is to begin to live this true life of the new Adam and the new Eve. The saints learned how to do the will of God. Jesus is teaching us how to live in the will of God, which is the true life of Jesus, the true life of Mary. So Jesus says this, and do you know what this net is? Okay, what is this net that Jesus is forming? He says, my knowledges, the truths, these lessons, these promises, these manifestations that he's breathing into Louisa. And the more that we learn this, and it's a learning process, the more that we learn this, the more we will be able to have this net to catch not only our family, our friends, our neighbors, our coworkers, our parishioners, but all of humanity from the beginning of time to the end of time. That's going to be our job, one with Louisa. So he says, and this net, the knowledges, see, the saints were to know God, to love God, and to serve God. That's what the saints were taught. We're to know God, to love God, and possess God. So that the knowledge is so essential. And this is what I love about the calendar. Every day, Jesus gives us a new lesson. Every day, he teaches us more and more and more about this abundant life of Jesus and Mary. And what happens is we begin to forget about the human and we begin to embrace the divine. And even in our prayer life, as you learn how to pray the rounds, your whole life becomes praise, glory. It's one of the things that, you know, we miss is the praising of God, the glory given to God, the adoration of God. When we're in front of the Blessed Sacrament, it's private, it's personal. But heaven, everyone's singing, everybody's in harmony, everybody is worshiping God with the song that's their own song. No one else possesses that song but themselves. But it's like an individual instrument, and together there's this orchestra, if you want to say, this harmony of heaven, and God wants that to begin now, and that's what we're learning. I mean, yeah, you've gone to orchestra meetings, or when they're preparing and everybody's tuning their instruments. That's what we're doing now. We're just learning how to tune up. When this amazing chorus, this harmony, this orchestra is put together, and that's what our angels are doing, it's heaven on earth. And so that's what God is trying to tell Louisa. The more knowledges I, Jesus, manifest to you, Louisa, about the eternal fiat, and that's what we're learning. We're like, this is what I'm saying. We're learning not the things of earth. We're learning the things of heaven. So the more that Jesus teaches us about the eternal fiat, the more Jesus disposes and enlarges the net in order to catch the souls. This is our family. This is our friends. This is our neighbors. This is our coworkers. This is our parishioners. But it's everybody. It's Jesus's family. It's everyone. We're capturing everyone to present to God. That's what Jesus gave Louisa to do. That's her mission. That's her office. So the more I dispose these truths, these lessons that we're learning every day, the more I enlarge the net in order to catch souls who must live in my kingdom. I pray that at Holy Mass every day. I pray when especially at the consecration, I offer this to the souls who must live in the divine will. It's not a hope. It's a reality that's going to take place. As Jesus said to Louisa, you can't lose this. Once you possess this gift, you can't lose it. Why? It's the true life of Jesus, the true life of Mary. This is what God is giving to all the world. So this is what he says. He says, this enlarges this net in order to catch souls who must live in my kingdom. And this disposes the Lord to give these souls to you, Louisa. She is the newborn of the divine will. If you want to be a Carmelite, you follow the Carmelites. If you want to be a Franciscan, you follow Francis. If you want to be a Dominican, you follow Dominic. If you want the divine will, you go to the one who God gave this to first. It's Louisa. It was given to Adam, but he lost it. And we were in darkness for 6,000 years, Jesus says. And now with Louisa, he says, now we can go back to living paradise on earth as it is in heaven. And there are souls today who are getting closer and closer to this outpouring of the Holy Spirit that's very, very close. It's very close. So Jesus says, that he enlarges the net in order to catch souls who must live in the divine will. And this disposes the Lord to give them to you, Louisa. This is her mission. When you, Louisa, pray your rounds in our will, okay, the round of creation, round of redemption, by virtue of it, your acts become divine light and extend so much as to touch the divinity. Why? To draw more light of truth into the midst of creatures. So this light, this life, we've talked about this before. The saints had a nimbus of light around their head. With Louisa, it's radiating through her whole body. Why? How can that be? Because it's the true life of Jesus, the true life of Mary. It's this divine light. She's the newborn, the firstborn of the divine will. And this light, this is what Jesus says. When you go around, when you pray your round in the round of creation, round of redemption, by virtue of this prayer, your acts become light. So the three things that Jesus keeps on telling Louisa is the divine will is light, life, and love, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And he's asking us to enter into this heaven on earth, this light, this love, this life of God on earth as it is in heaven. And Jesus says, this is the fulfillment of the Our Father that everybody's been praying for 2,000 years. Jesus says, I taught one prayer. Why? It was all that's needed for the kingdom to be established on earth as it is in heaven. It's not many prayers. It's entering into that prime act of God, that single act of God. That's, as a matter of fact, in 2 weeks, the second Saturday of April, what you're going to have is the prime act, entering into the prime act of God, entering into the single act of God. This is what God has planned. Wait till you hear this. There's three parts to it. So that will be April, May, and June. These, when you enter into the prime act of God, you begin to live a light that, well, again, it's the true life of Jesus, the true life of Mary. And it doesn't happen, oh, I've done it. It's a process where we learn how to do this. We put away the things of the earth, and we begin to live the things of heaven. That's what Jesus taught Louisa. So he says this, when you pray your round in our divine will, by virtue of your praying your rounds of creation, rounds of redemption, your acts become divine light. This is the reflection of Jesus. This is the reflection of Mary. Divine light that extends so much, listen to this, as to touch divinity. It's not, this is, our life is to be, like, what did Our Lady say to Bruno in 1947? Time has now come to an end. He goes, the end of the world. No, it's not the end of the world. It's the end of this era of the evil one. What is coming upon the earth? It's a new and divine way of holiness, as John Paul II has said. What is this new and divine way of holiness? She says to Bruno, my children, we're created for eternity, and we are going to be in the beatific vision. That's where my children are going. That's going to be on earth as it is in heaven, because the time for us to be spinning our wheels on earth is over. It's the kingdom is coming. It's not the end of the world. It's the new era that's going to happen. This abundant life that's coming to the earth. So she says to Bruno that Lucifer and his children will always be trapped in time and space. That's where we are, trapped in time and space. We've got to, in the divine will, everything's accomplished. Everything is done in the divine will, but we are trapped in time and space. Saint Thomas Aquinas says, if the veil was lifted, we would see that we're around the throne of God, praising God eternally. But because we're trapped in time and space, we're not there yet. But that's where we really are. So we have to begin to live this heaven on earth. This is what Jesus is telling Louisa. By virtue of your rounds, praying your rounds, your acts become light, this divine light that extends so much as to touch the divinity. To why? To draw more light of truth, this more light of happiness, this more light of joy into the midst of humanity. What is coming is so astonishing that you can't put words to it. That's the easiest way to say it. Because what it is, it's a share in divinity. And so our God is saying, get ready for what I am going to do. And it's a surprise for humanity. Some saints have said what Jesus is going to do is even going to surprise the Blessed Mother. His love, our Father's love, is so great for humanity. We haven't seen anything yet. And all that he's asking is, would you come to me? That's all Jesus is saying. When you're weary and find life burdens, you know, come look at my Sacred Heart. Look at the Immaculate Heart of my Mother. This is what Jesus is saying. When we do this, we're beginning to live heaven. And it's happiness, it's joy, it's peace. There's no worry. There's no fear. There's no anxiety. There's no complaints. There's no negativity, to the point of no more sin. That hasn't happened yet, but it's going to. So listen to what Jesus says. He says to touch divinity, to draw more light of truth, to give to humanity. Then while I continued my round, praying my round in the divine will, in everything that has been done in the supreme will. So everything in creation, God wants us to participate in everything that he has done. He says to Louisa, come back with me to eternity. Let me show you the creation of Adam. Again, there's no time or space in the divine will. So you can actually, this is the bilocation that Jesus tells Louisa. He will take us back to the beginning of eternity. The beginning, watching God create Adam, the greatest thing that God has ever done. Breathing life in his image, his likeness in dust. And see, he wants us to participate in this. I divine, I love you. So she says, I arrived at everything. Now here, she says, everything had been done in the supreme will. Now Louisa arrives at everything that Mary, my celestial mother, had done in the divine will. So we go back to her creation, the creation of the Blessed Mother. And if you haven't read Prodigies of the Blessed Mother, if you love Our Lady, wait till you read the Prodigies of the Blessed Mother. Jesus said, the saints have talked about my mother. He says, I'm going to tell you about my mother. He says, I'm going to tell you things that the saints don't even know. When you read the Prodigies, it's the same thing in reading in the divine will. Every time you read it, he expands our capacity to embrace more. So the next time you read it, you embrace more. You go, oh, I never thought of that. And you embrace more like, oh, this is just so astonishing. Why? Jesus says, I can't breathe into you like I breathed into the dust. The dust was limitless. He says, but you're already formed, Louisa. So I will breathe into you. Every puff is every word I speak to you. So the more that we read, this is why I love the calendar. The more that we read every day, the more God has expanded our capacity to embrace these truths that are of heaven. So he says this. So she arrived at what Our Lady had done in the divine will. And I said to the Blessed Mother, Sovereign Queen, I come to hide my little love in the great ocean, this great sea of your love. See, this is what's so great. It's the true life of Jesus and Mary. We're nothing. We have nothing. But the little love that we have, the speck of love that we have, we join with her infinite love. We join with Jesus's infinite love. And it becomes part. We're that drop of water into the ocean. When a drop of water enters into the ocean belongs to that drop, and that drop belongs to the ocean. That's what Jesus is teaching us. You can't do anything on your own. What do we have? We have nothing. What can you give to God? Nothing. But we can give to God what Our Lady has done. And we can participate in this divine, I love you, this infinite ocean of love that Our Lady dove into. We also are diving into this. She says, Sovereign Queen, I come to hide my little drop of love in this great sea, ocean of your love, my little drop of adoration in the immense ocean of your adoration of God. You see how beautiful this is? We become one with the one who loved God the most, the one who loved Jesus the most, his mother. And we're participating in this. She says, I hide my thanksgiving, my drop of thanksgiving in this infinite ocean of yours. I hide my drop of supplication, drop of my sighs, drop of my tears, drop of my pains in all that you possess, my Mary. Mary Theotokos, Mother of God. So that my sea, my drop of love, and yours may become one. So we're given this opportunity to love God as Our Lady loved God. We participate in this. This is just so astonishing. So he says very clearly, I lost my place. I hide my supplications, my sighs, my tears, my pain in this sea of yours so that my sea of love and yours may be one. My adoration, my drop of adoration and your infinite love of God, if you want to say, compared to mine, may be one. My thanksgiving, my drop of thanksgivings may acquire the vastness of your own boundaries. My tiny supplications, my tiny tears, my tiny pains become one single sea with yours, so that I too may have my seas, my oceans of love to give to God. Why? They participate with the one who has these magnificent oceans of love. See, we're this is what God is waiting for. He's waiting. This is why he says to Louisa, you can't lose this. Adam lost it, but you're one with me, he says, one with my mother. How can you lose this? You're just a drop in this infinite ocean of love. So he says, and just as your sovereign height impetrated the longed for Redeemer, as she, Our Lady brought the Redeemer with her fiat mihi, with this, I too, Louisa says, may present myself before the divine majesty with all these oceans, all these seas, in order to ask, to beseech, to implore the kingdom of the supreme fiat on earth as it is in heaven. The fulfillment of the Our Father. So we're seeing that the mission of Jesus, now we see the mission of Mary. She, with her I love you, brought the redemption. Because of her I love you, one with God, brought this redemption, and we were redeemed. Now God wants sanctification. So he says to Louisa, I want you to follow my mother. I want you to do what my mother did. And what is that? Surrender everything. And he says, you have nothing. So cling on to her. Let her, this I love you, be yours as well, so that this infinite ocean of I love you to God can bring the kingdom of God on earth as it is in heaven. And that's what our God is asking of us. Are you willing to participate in this divine I love you that I've breathed into Louisa? Are you willing to do this? And when we say yes, he goes, okay, I would like you to learn how to do this. It's not going to become, well, I've done it magically, I'm now living in it. No, there's a lot of work that has to be done, a lot of study, a lot. And again, some people say, well, you know, some people have been in the divine will for 40 years. I'll never catch up. We're already caught up. It's think of being in an empty pool. Let's try an Olympic size pool, empty. And for the last 40 years, the water's been coming in and somebody gets into it now. We're all at the same level. We're all at the same level as those who've been in it for a while. They have prepared the way for souls to jump in and start participating. And we're only like knee deep. We're not very deep yet. Wait till the time when God says, let it be done. Watch what's going to happen then. So everybody's in this pool, this empty pool that's being slowly filled by the souls who say fiat, one with Jesus and Mary through Louisa. When we do this, everything that the people have been learning for 40 years, 50 years, everybody else possesses. Remember the story Jesus gave it, whether you started at 7 a.m. or 12 or 5 p.m, we're all there at the same pay. Nobody's ahead of anybody. It's to begin to live this life. It's just to say yes to God. And everything that everybody has been doing since the time of Louisa everything is now, it's filling faster. It's filling faster. Why? The kingdom is very close. It's very soon. And so God is saying, get ready. I'm going to teach you how to swim. I'm going to teach you how to flow. There's nothing to worry about. There's nothing to be anxious about. There's nothing to be afraid. God is teaching all of us how to do this. Now, that's a terrible analogy, but that's the only thing I can think of at this time. It's God is doing this. So this is what she says. This is what Jesus says. And just, he says, listen to this. This is so great that he says that my supplications, my tears, my pains may become one single sea with yours, that I too may have my seas of love, of adoration, which are linked with you. And just as your sovereign height impetrated the longed for Redeemer, I too may present myself before the divine majesty. This is Louisa. And all these oceans of I love yous, of Our Lady, in order to ask, to beseech, to implore that the King of the Supreme Fiat come on earth as it is in heaven. That's what's happening right now. My Queen Mother, Louisa says, I must use your very life, your very seas of love, your very seas of graces to win over the divine will, to make it the divine will concede its kingdom upon earth, just as you won it over to let the eternal word Jesus Christ descend to earth. And then this is what Louisa says. Don't you want to help your little daughter and give me these seas to make me obtain that the kingdom of the supreme fiat may come soon upon earth? It's very close. It's very, very close to what God is doing. Now, Louisa says, now while I was doing this and saying this, I thought to myself, my celestial mother did not occupy herself, nor did she, Our Lady, have the great interest in the kingdom of the supreme fiat, that it might come soon to reign on earth. Our Lady had the interest in the longed for Redeemer, and Our Lady obtained him. Our Lady did not occupy herself with the divine fiat, which was more necessary, in which was to put perfect order between God and man, creator and creature. And while it was up to the Blessed Mother as queen and mother to reconcile the human will and the divine will so that the divine will might reign with its full triumph. So here, Louisa is saying to Jesus, why didn't Our Lady do this? And that's our question. That's why Louisa is going through this, because we're saying, well, why didn't our Blessed Mother do this? At that moment, my always lovable Jesus came out from within my interior. He does this to show us that's where he dwells. He dwells in the interior of Louisa. And he wants to dwell in the interior of us. We got to get out of the way to give him room to dwell within us. That's why I'm saying the human has to disappear. The human worries, fears, anxieties, complaints, negativities. No. It's complete confidence in God, trust in God, hope in God. The final devotion, Jesus said, that I gave to St. Faustina, the final devotion I give to my church before I return is divine mercy. Jesus, I trust in you. This is what God is doing. We trust in him. The human misery has to leave. It has to leave. Why? It has to have space for the divine will to reign, for the kingdom of the divine will to reign in us on earth, this dust as it is in heaven. At that moment, my always lovable Jesus came out from within my interior and all goodness told me, my daughter, Louisa, the mission of my inseparable mother was for the longed for Redeemer, and Our Lady accomplished it perfectly. However, you must know that everything, listen to this, that both Our Lady and I, Jesus, did, its substance, its source, its primary cause was the kingdom of the divine will. Everything that Jesus did on earth is to get ready for the kingdom of God on earth as it is in heaven. Listen, I mean, we got the luminous mysteries, the third luminous mystery, the proclamation of the kingdom. You know, we didn't have the luminous mysteries for most of the time in the church, but we have it now. Why? Now is the time that things are going to happen. Amazing things are going to happen. So Jesus says this. He says very, very clearly. As soon as I find it. Okay. However, since the redemption was necessary in order for the divine will to reign on earth as it is in heaven to come, through our interior acts, this is Jesus and Mary, there was the kingdom of the fiat was. On the outside, we were all intent and occupied with the kingdom of redemption, but in reality, it was to prepare the world for the kingdom of sanctification. On the other hand, your mission, Louisa, and we have this mission with Louisa. This is what Jesus offers to us. What I've given to Louisa, I want to give to anyone who wants it. See, God is overflowing with joy and happiness. He has Louisa. This is going to happen. He says, Louisa, if you're the only one who is going to do this, I will be eternally happy because you'll do it in the name of everyone and everything, past, present, and future. But he says, in reality, I will have an army of souls. And hopefully that's us. Hopefully that's us. He says very, very clearly, your mission, Luisa, is exclusively for the kingdom of the supreme fiat on earth as it is in heaven. And everything that the sovereign queen and I did is at your disposal, Luisa, to help you, Luisa. So all of redemption is to help us working with Luisa as well, to help us to stand in for you, Luisa, stand in for us. We're nobodies, we're nothings. To give you, Luisa, access to the divine majesty. That's us as well. In order for you, Luisa, to impetrate, to ask incessantly for the coming of the kingdom of the eternal fiat. That's us as well. That's why when we begin our day with the prevenient act, it's to say everything that I want to think, say, and do, I want to fuse myself with the triune God by fusing myself with Jesus, Mary, and Luisa, by fusing myself with all of creation, redemption, so that sanctification can take place, so that I can live in the divine will. Why? So that I can enter that prime act of God. That's what's coming. We're going to enter into the prime act of God. Wait till you hear what's coming. It's just so great. In order for you, Luisa, to receive the good of the longed for Redeemer, you, Luisa, should have done your part. But since at that time, you, Luisa, were not there, see, he's saying it doesn't matter about time or space anymore. He says, you should have been there at that moment, but you weren't there. So so this is what he says. My mother stood in for you, Luisa. Now you, Luisa, must stand in for our lady. In her part, Jesus says, for the kingdom of my divine will. So what's happening is it's a new and divine way of holiness is coming upon the earth. A human standing in for Theotokos, the mother of God. Jesus just said that. Everything is planned by God. And think about it, to share in divinity, which the priest says every day at Holy Mass. What does that mean, share in divinity? It means to have the true life of Jesus, the true life of Mary, which was given to Luisa. And now God wants to give that to us. And it can begin for anyone right now, if you wish. It's just the fiat. And then we slowly learn to put this into practice. That's what God is waiting for. So the mama Mary stood in for the daughter Luisa, and the daughter Luisa stands in for the mama Mary, like mother, like daughter. So more so since the queen of heaven, Our Lady, was the first daughter of my divine will, because Our Lady always lived within our divine boundaries. Our Lady formed her seas of love, her seas of graces, her seas of adoration, her seas of light. So nobody can compare to Our Lady. Wait till you read the prodigies of Our Lady. Jesus says it over again. No one can get close to this woman. Theotokos, mother of God. Now, since you, Luisa, are the second daughter, the little daughter of the divine will, what is the Blessed Mother's is yours. It says that to us as well. Because your mother, Mary, keeps you, Luisa, as a birth from herself, and Our Lady enjoys that her daughter be inside her own oceans, seas of love, in order to impetrate, to beg, to plead, to implore the kingdom of God, of the divine fiat on earth as it is in heaven, that Jesus says is so longed for by God. God is longing for this. And it's finally happening. You have to remember that the devil was given on 100 years. 100 years is over. What does that mean? The kingdom is not at hand. It's here, and it's very close. It's very, very close. So this is what he's saying. Therefore, he says, see how abundantly your mother Mary makes up for you, Luisa, giving you, Luisa, all that is the Blessed Mother's. Even more, Mary feels honored that her immense oceans may serve you, Luisa, in order to impetrate, to beg that the kingdom of God come on earth as it is in heaven, a kingdom that is so holy. This is why when you see the missions of Jesus, Mary, and Luisa, Jesus says, it's braided. He says, I want what Jesus and Mary have done. God-man, mother of God, little newborn, braided together. When you braid something together, after a while, you don't know which braid is which. Why? They're all participating in divinity. And this is what God is. This is the prayer of the priest every day of Holy Mass. May we share in the divinity of Christ as Christ humbled himself to share in our humanity. That's what's coming. A new and divine way of holiness. We have to understand this is not what the saints have gone through. The saints learned how to do the will of God. What Jesus is teaching Louisa is how to live in the will of God. And what is that? It's the true life of Jesus, the true life of Mary. This is why when you read this, every time you read it, you just become more aware of how much our God loves us, that he would give to a human, the true life of Jesus, the true life of Mary, the new Adam and the new Eve, to the newborn. Jesus says, now, since you are the second daughter of my divine will and Mary is yours, therefore what is Mary's is yours, because your mother, Mary, keeps you, Louisa, as a birth from herself. And that's what God is doing with us as well. We become a birth from Our Lady as well. And Our Lady enjoys that her daughter be inside her own oceans to imitate the kingdom of the divine Fia upon earth that is so longed for. Now, what's really interesting is that this kingdom of God on earth as it is in heaven, this is what God wanted from the beginning, and Adam failed. So what God is doing is he's giving to us this true life of Jesus, this true life of Mary, to humanity, as much as you want or as little as you want, 30, 60, or 100 fold. Therefore, see how abundantly your mother, Mary, makes up for you, Louisa, giving you, Louisa, all that is hers. Even more, Our Lady feels honored that her immense oceans of love and light and life may serve you, Louisa, in order for you, Louisa, a human, to bring the kingdom of God on earth as it is in heaven. That's why Jesus calls her the newborn, the firstborn. She has been given the mission to bring the kingdom of God on earth as it is in heaven. A human. That's what God did when he breathed into the dust. What came out of the dust was the image and likeness of God, a human. And so for us to receive this life that Adam lost, Jesus says we need a human, and that's Louisa. Even more, by possessing my will, the souls linked to you, Louisa, listen to this, will possess my divine life, permanently present within them, just as the blessed in heaven possess my divine life. And therefore, my divine will be the veil that will hide my life in them, the souls that are linked to you, Louisa. What does this mean? This means that we're going to begin to share in divinity. Remember what St. Peter said in his epistle. He says, we are called to be divinized, not to become gods, but to share in divinity. This is the new and divine way of holiness that's coming. There will be no more sorrow, no more sadness, no more sin, no more death when the kingdom comes on earth as it is in heaven. Why? The evil one who's been banished from heaven will be banished from earth. You got to know we are very, very, very close to this. Amazing things are right around the corner. The blessed possess me in heaven within themselves as their own life, because true happiness has its origin inside the soul. So the happiness which the saints receive continuously by the divinity, holding hands and exchanging the kiss with the happiness with which they possess inside and outside. That's why he keeps on saying we're going to be transmuted. Transmutation. Inside and outside is changed into a completely different element. That's what's coming. This body, we will look at this body with a glorified body, and we will go, this was living dead compared to the abundant life that God has given to us now in the kingdom. you have to understand this is the worry, the fear, the anxiety, the complaints, the negativity, the sin is going to be gone. This is why the more you learn about Luisa and the more you read the divine will, the happier you become. So he says, So true happiness is the origin inside the soul, so that the happiness with the saints received continuously by the divinity holding hands and exchanging the kiss with the happiness they possess. We're going to enter into the wedding feast that Jesus says, get ready for. This is why the saints are fully happy. In the same way, the soul who possesses my divine will have my perennial life within her, which will serve her as continuous food, not once a day like the food of my sacramental life. In fact, my divine will make a greater display and will not be content with giving itself once a day. Rather, it will give itself continuously because it knows that these have pure palates. These souls have strong stomachs to be able to enjoy and digest in every moment the divine strength, the divine light, the divine life of the sacraments. That's when Jesus says, wait, you see what's going to happen when the divine will reigns on earth as it is in heaven, when the people receive Holy Communion. Wait to see what's going to happen. See, what does it say? You are what you eat. We receive Jesus every day at Holy Mass. And where is the image of Jesus? Where is the likeness of Jesus? He says the fruit isn't here fully yet. It's beginning interiorly for souls, but that oneness with God isn't here yet. God says, get ready. Learn how to receive me in Holy Communion. Learn how to pray the way Jesus prayed, the way Mary prayed. This is the rounds of creation, rounds of redemption. He's asking, learn this. He says, listen what he says. He says, my divine will makes a greater display. It will not be content in giving itself once a day for 15 minutes. He wants that communion where it's a perennial communion that Adam had. Adam walked and talked with God in the cool of the evening, never separated. What God has planned is a perennial communion, not just a communion for 15 minutes, which we receive every day at Holy Mass, but a communion that will never end, giving itself continuously. Why? Why will it be continuous? Because Jesus says the divine will knows that these souls linked to Luisa have pure palates, strong stomachs, to be able to enjoy and digest in every moment of every second the divine strength, the divine light, the divine food of the holy sacraments. We haven't seen anything yet. I mean, this is why everyone, when this great event occurs, when everyone recognizes what this is about, the thing they're going to ask Luisa is, how do we begin to live this life? And Luisa will say, well, you have to have baptism. That's the very first thing. And everyone will say, I want to be a baptized Catholic. Everyone, the Buddhists, the Hindus, the Muslims, the Protestants, the atheists, everyone will say, I want this life that you possess. What happens at that point? This is the divine strength, the divine light, the divine food that the sacraments are going to give to us. And then when there'll be one church, one flock, one shepherd, it's going to be exactly what Jesus told the apostles 2,000 years ago. And it's taken 2,000 years because we've had to learn the ABCs of the Catholic faith. And this is why the divine will is given to those who are not disobedient, those who are faithful. Why? Adam was unfaithful. Adam was disobedient. So God is looking at us and he says, basically, use the sacraments as my medicine. Use the sacraments to grow into being ready to embrace this universal life, this Catholic life that everyone's going to possess. He says very clearly, my sacramental life will serve as food, This is divine food, divine delight, a new divine happiness for the life of the supreme fiat, which they, the souls linked to Louisa, will possess. So we are learning every day from Jesus and Mary how to live this life through Louisa. We don't go to Louisa for Louisa. We go to Louisa so that we can have the true life of Jesus and Mary. That's what she possessed. And this is, as we learn this, you fall more in love with Jesus. You fall more in love with the Blessed Mother. You want to spend time with our Eucharistic Lord. You long to be in his presence. You don't feel satisfied, if you want to say. You don't feel full without being with Jesus. And that's why when you do your prevenient act in the morning and your actual acts throughout the day, you're always with Jesus. You're always with Mary. You fall more in love with the new Adam and the new Eve. This is what's coming. So Jesus says this: my sacramental life will serve as food, as delight, as happiness, with the life and the supreme fiat, which the souls linked to Louisa will possess. The kingdom of my divine will be the true echo of the celestial fatherland. Now, this is important. If you read the Echo Book is all the prayers that Jesus and Mary taught Louisa. That's all through the 36 volumes. I know people a lot of people say, well, I'm now praying my rounds in the divine will. And that's not what Jesus says. He says right here, that again, the kingdom of my divine will be the true echo of heaven. See, Jesus is going to teach us, again, this new and divine way of holiness has new and divine way of praying. And that's the round of creation, the round of redemption. As we learn how to pray this, little by little, we go from kindergarten to first grade to, eighth grade. And then we are learning more and more. Then you go from freshman to, senior. And then you go and you learn first year college. Then you go to the university. Then you get your master's. Then you get your associate's and master's. And then you get your doctorate. You're constantly learning. It never ends. And the more that you read, the more he expands our capacity. I've heard people say, well, I want the divine will. Now I possess it. Well, yeah, but you've got the keys to a Maserati. You don't know what you're doing. You got to learn what this is about. It doesn't come magically. And see, that's why the more that you study, the more that you read, I mean, I know a lot of people like to listen to the divine will, and you can get, what is it? Dream Life or something like that. It will record and it will speak to you. It will read for you, to hear Jesus speaking is always an amazing thing, because he fills us with himself. And that's what's happening. He says, very, very clearly, the kingdom of my divine will be the true echo of the celestial fatherland, in which while the blessed possess their God as their own, they receive them into themselves also from the outside. In the book of Revelation, there is that you have eyes within and eyes without. This is a way of explaining seeing things from a divine perspective. Eyes within and eyes without. All eyes. You begin to see and understand from a divine perspective. That's what God's getting us ready for. So this is what he says. He says, therefore, inside and outside of themselves, they possess divine life. They receive divine life. So it's not human. It's divine. And what the Lord is asking, see, this is why the misery of the human will is such a terrible thing, because we're filled with worry, fear, anxiety, complaints, negativity, and sin. And it's complaining, negative, upset, worried, anxious. It's like, no. Jesus said, the final devotion that I give to my church before I return is divine mercy. Jesus, I trust in you. We got to have complete trust in God. It's not just, oh, I trust him. No, it's no matter what is happening, we are peaceful, joyful, and happy. That's what Our Lady was at the foot of the cross. She watched her son die, and she was peaceful. How does that happen? She trusted in God. She believed in God. She hoped in God. That's what God is calling us to do. That's why he says, Luisa, I'm going to give you what I gave to my mother, as much as you want or as little as you want. It's all there for you, 100% or 30%. When we're going to face situations that are going to be tough, how do we respond? With confidence in God, with trust in God, with hope in God. And that's why, therefore, inside and outside of themselves, they possess divine life. They receive divine life. That's what God is doing. He's getting us ready. What will not be my happiness, Jesus says, in giving myself sacramentally to the children of the eternal fiat? He says, I can't wait for my children to receive me in the Eucharist. I can't wait for this. Because I haven't seen anything yet, he says, because the souls aren't living in my divine will. They're doing my divine will, but they're not living in my divine will. What will not be my divine happiness in seeing myself sacramentally to the children of the divine eternal fiat, in finding my own life in my children? Image and likeness of Jesus and Mary. That's what's coming. It's already begun for the souls who are really into reading and studying and putting this into practice. It's not something that you go, oh yeah, I think that's going to be happening. No, it's you know it. You feel it. You're happy. You're peaceful. You're joyful. You're confident in God. He says this: only then will my sacramental life have its complete fruit as the species are consumed. I, Jesus, will no longer have the sorrow of leaving my children without the food of my continuous life. See, what happens right now is we receive Holy Communion, and after 15 minutes as the host dissolves, basically, he says, most of my children don't possess my life, even though I've given it to them. Because my divine will, more than sacramental accidents, will maintain its divine life always with its full possession in each and every soul that receives me. That's what God's waiting for. That's why Holy Mass ends right after you receive communion. Holy Mass ends right after you receive communion. You get the final blessing. You get the final prayer, the final blessing, and it's over. Why? The church does not want to interfere with your communion with God. So this is a time to kneel and adore him and love him and praise him and thank him and bless him and worship him. You're in communion with God for 15 minutes. It's not a time for fellowship. It's a time to be absorbed in God and God absorbed in us. This is what he's waiting for. He says, that's what he says. He says it very, very clearly. Only then will my sacramental life have its complete fruit as the species are consumed. I, Jesus, will no longer have the sorrow of leaving my children without the food of my continuous life, because my divine will, more than sacramental accidents, will maintain its divine life always, always, always with its full possession in their soul. This is why he's given us Holy Communion. He knows how we're living. Read the three appeals. He knows what we're going through, and he says, I'm tired of the way you're living. And he says, and since you, this is what he says, since you haven't come after me, I'm going to come after you. And he's doing it. He's doing this. He's doing this. And he's asking us to just give our fiat. Listen to what he says. Listen to what he says. He says very, very clearly, only then will my sacramental life have its complete fruit. And this, as the species are consumed, I, Jesus, will no longer have the sorrow of leaving my children without the food of my continuous life, because My divine will, more than sacramental accidents, will maintain its divine life always with its full possession. With its full possession. When John Paul II said, we are now going to enter a new and divine way of holiness, that was 2004. It was May 16th, 2004. He said this and it was clear. He knew what he was talking about. And this new and divine way of holiness is here if you wish. It's here if you wish. God's not going to interfere with your freedom. I mean, I've had so many people when we're like, for example, you know, during Lent, the 24 hours of the Passion, you know, this is the time to really read and be consumed in what Jesus tells Louisa about his Passion, to enter into this life, to watch Jesus be crucified, to be with Jesus and Mary, to be with Louisa, who was at Golgotha on Calvary. It's an amazing time. And if you have the movie, the Passion of the Christ by Mel Gibson, watch it. Watch it. It'll give you a glimpse of how much Jesus loves us. That he said to Louisa, if you were the only one, I've went through all of that for you, because he wants us to recognize that this is what he did for each and every one of us. This is a glorious time. Lent is a glorious time, because there's grace. Much grace is given to humanity during Lent. And if we spend time reading and studying the 24 hours of the Passion, not just to read it to get it done, but to enter into it. See, again, there's no time or space in the divine will. If you want to be with Jesus on Calvary, God will take you there. And it's not a figment of your imagination. He wants you to see him die. He wants you to see him crucified. That's why he wanted his mother there. He wanted to prove to her how much he loves her and loves us. That's why the 24 hours of the Passion, it's an amazing, if you haven't read it, it's an amazing book. If you have 24 people in your prayer group, again, our Lord said, those that focus on the 24 hours of the Passion, he says, when this chastisement happens, those areas that have had the 24 hours and read the 24 hours, those areas will be protected. It doesn't mean that nothing will happen, but it will be protected. I know a lot of people, they've had their houses consecrated. They've had their children consecrated, and terrible things have happened. And they go, how come this has happened? My response is, can you imagine what would have happened if they weren't consecrated? Or your house wasn't consecrated. Can you imagine what would have really happened? God holds back the hand of God when people say to God, I trust in you. I consecrate myself to you and your mother. Again, this time of Lent is a powerful time. Read, study, put this into practice. Let the Lord touch your heart, your mind, your soul. Let the Lord, as he says, fill you with this divine light, this divine life, this divine love of God. Fill you with this gift of the divine will. So he says this. He says, my continuous life, because my will, more than sacramental accidents, will maintain its divine life always in with its full possession. In the kingdom of my divine will, there will be neither foods nor communions that are interrupted. This is the wedding feast, but perennial. Everything will be perennial. And everything that I, Jesus, did in redemption will no longer serve as a remedy, but it will serve as a delight, as a joy, as a divine happiness, and a divine beauty that's ever growing. What we experience now is human, okay? What Jesus is offering to us is the divine. He's offering us heaven. And what he's asking of us is, are you willing to let go of worry, of fear, of anxiety, of complaints, of negativity, of sin? Are you willing to let go of that so that you can begin to live a life of peace, joy, and happiness, live a life of heaven? And when we say, yes, Lord, he goes, okay, how are you going to do it? And we got to go, well, I don't know. How am I going to do it? And he goes, just read, study, put this into practice, and I will show you. Jesus is teaching us. When we read the book of heaven, Jesus is giving us a lesson every time we read. It is filled, every page is filled with promises. It's filled with divine realities. And as you read it, the next time you read it, he expands your capacity. And it's like you've never read it before. You read it again, he expands your capacity like it's brand new. Why? This is the way God works. He's working to make us become aware of his abundant life that he wants to share with his children. And again, the book of heaven is like no other book. You have many, many books of the saints, and it's the saints putting down on paper what they have come, what they have become aware of. This isn't that. Louisa has been told by Jesus Christ to put this down on paper. Why? So that Jesus could speak to us. It's a whole different way of learning. And this is why he says there's many, many books. He says, but this is the only book that will transform a soul. As we read, as we study what we read today, read it again. It's brand new. Read it tomorrow. It's brand new. Why? Okay, you've got to this point. Okay, now I'm going to share with you this. And you go, holy moly. And I'm going to share you with this. And he keeps on expanding our capacity to understand these words that the word of God has spoken. He says, each word that I speak is a divine life. You know, that he says it's an infinite life. That means that 100,000 years from now, when we read that word, it's going to be more amazing each time we read it. He's filling our understanding with divine understanding. And like I said before, most of the times when you read and when you study, you have no words to explain it. You just go, all I know is this is amazing. And then you're happy. Why? He's explaining to you things from his heart. He's explaining to you divine secrets, divine treasures. And as we read, as we study, it's glorious. It's really, really amazing what God is doing. He's such a loving God. Okay. So let's say, where are we? It says, okay. So as you're reading, as you're studying, he says, these are communions that will never be interrupted. They'll be perennial, because everything I did in redemption will no longer serve as a remedy, as a medicine, but it's a delight. It's a fruit. It's a joy. It's a happiness. It's a beauty that's ever growing within us. Therefore, the triumph of the supreme fiat, which is coming, will give complete fruit to the kingdom of redemption. So the kingdom of creation is going to expand with joy and glory. The kingdom of redemption is going to expand with peace, joy, and happiness. Why? The kingdom of sanctification is here. He says, creation isn't done yet. He says, redemption isn't done yet. We're just beginning. Like in Opus Sanctorum Angelorum, they talk about the angels, and the angels are bound. The powers are bound like this. And when they are loosed, when God says to the angels, go, and this is one of the things we're going to experience. Each angel has more energy, more power than all the nuclear weapons going off at once. Ding. So I mean, it's great things are happening. This explosion of power, this explosion of light, this explosion of love is going to come for all of humanity. What does that do? It's driving the demons away. And they're not going to leave the earth. They're not going to leave the solar system. They're not going to leave the galaxy. They're leaving the universe. They're gone completely. That's what's coming. It's the angelic and the demonic that's going to it's going to be quite a show, but that's going to push the bad away, which means what? No more sorrow, no more sadness, no more sin, no more death. That's what's coming. Get ready. So this is why the Lord is saying to us, you love your family, get into the divine will. You love your neighbors, get into the divine will. You love your coworkers, get into the divine will. Why? You're going to help them embrace what's coming. Jesus says, the human will is so strong that the majority cannot live in the divine will. Why? Their human will is too strong. He says to Louisa, will you do this for them? And Louisa said, yes. She says, good. Then he says to us, will you work with Louisa for all of humanity to get ready for this great outpouring of the Holy Spirit? And when we say yes, God goes, good. Now I'm going to show you how and why this is going to happen. So we're studying, we're reading, we're studying, we're putting this into practice. There's nothing to be afraid of. There's nothing to be worried about. There's nothing to be anxious about. Jesus, I trust in you. Why? Because the kingdom is coming. So God has great, great plans. He's saying to us, hang on to your hat. Wait till you see what's coming. It's going to be glorious. Use this Lent to help not only your family, your friends, your neighbors, but all of humanity. Learn from Jesus how he did this, how his mother did this. This is what they taught Louisa, to pray in the name of everyone and everything, past, present, and future. So I'll end with a prayer. May the blood that flowed upon the wood of this cross free us from our human will, that we live in God's holy divine will always. We ask this in Jesus' name, under the mantle of Mary, through the intercession of Louisa. And we pray that all of the little children, holy divine will, be divinely healed. And we pray that this prayer becomes God's command, in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. God bless you.